what you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesher 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Magha Nakshatra for all ascendants. Magha Nakshatra, located in Leo and ruled by Ketu, is symbolized by a royal throne representing legacy, authority, and a strong connection to ancestral roots. Known for its noble, dignified, and reverent energy, Magha is the nakshatra of leaders who embody the wisdom of their lineage and seek to honor tradition. This nakshatra encourages individuals to embrace their heritage, pursue personal honor, and cultivate a sense of responsibility and duty. Here's how the fifth lord in Magha Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns, depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Magha Nakshatra, fifth house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your fifth house, Magha's regal and authoritative energy enhances your thoughts on creativity, self-expression, and leadership. You may often think about how to leave a meaningful impact or legacy, guided by a strong sense of duty and personal pride. Magha's influence encourages you to express yourself with confidence, often reflecting on how to honor your lineage and make a difference through your actions. Your mind is focused on establishing a unique identity that resonates with tradition and purpose. Taurus ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Magha Nakshatra, fourth house with Mercury in the fourth house, Magha's dignified and ancestral energy brings a thoughtful, introspective approach to your thoughts on family, home, and emotional security. You're likely to reflect on the influence of family heritage, often thinking about how to carry forward your family's values and traditions. Magha's influence makes you mindful of your roots, encouraging you to honor your upbringing while creating a stable and respectable environment. Your mind is engaged in blending intellect with tradition, seeking to preserve the values that anchor your sense of belonging. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Magha Nakshatra, third house. With Venus as the fifth lord in the third house, Magha's noble and expressive energy enhances your thoughts on communication, self-expression, and learning. You may often think about how to convey your ideas with grace and authority, guided by a desire to share wisdom that honors tradition. Magha's influence encourages you to see communication as a way to pass down knowledge, making you inclined towards sharing messages with dignity and respect. Your mind is focused on using your voice to connect with others meaningfully, often drawn to topics that resonate with cultural or historical significance. Cancer ascendant, moon as the fifth lord in Magha Nakshatra, second house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the second house, Magha's royal and familial energy shapes your thoughts on family, values, and wealth. You may often reflect on how to honor and maintain family traditions, guided by a sense of pride in your heritage. Magha's influence brings an emotional connection to your lineage, making you inclined to nurture family bonds and preserve legacy. Your mind is focused on building financial and emotional security, often seeing wealth and stability as ways to uphold the honor of your ancestors and ensure continuity in your family's legacy. Leo ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Magha Nakshatra, first house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your first house, Magha's authoritative and dignified energy strongly influences your sense of self and personal identity. You're likely to think about how to embody leadership and strength, often reflecting on how to present yourself with honor and confidence. Magha encourages you to live with purpose and integrity, guided by a desire to establish a respected presence. Your mind is focused on self-expression that aligns with your heritage and personal values, making you mindful of how your actions reflect on your reputation and legacy. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Magha Nakshatra, 12th house. With Saturn in the 12th house, Magha's ancestral and reflective energy brings a deep contemplative quality to your thoughts on spirituality, introspection, and the past. You may often think about the unseen influences of your lineage, guided by a desire to understand the spiritual aspects of family legacy. Magha's influence encourages you to approach spiritual growth with respect for tradition, often reflecting on how to honor your ancestors through introspection and quiet service. Your mind is drawn to understanding hidden legacies, contemplating how to blend spiritual wisdom with personal responsibility. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Magha Nakshatra, 11th house. With Saturn in the 11th house, MAGA's noble and legacy-focused energy shapes your thoughts around social networks, friendships, and long-term aspirations. You're likely to think about how to cultivate meaningful and lasting connections guided by a sense of responsibility toward your community. MAGA's influence encourages you to approach social interactions with dignity and respect, often reflecting on how to build a network that aligns with your values and honors your background. Your mind is focused on achieving goals that contribute to a greater legacy, valuing relationships that embody loyalty and mutual respect. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in MAGA Nakshatra, 10th house. With Jupiter in the 10th house, MAGA's influential and traditional energy brings a sense of purpose and honor to your thoughts around career, public standing, and leadership. You're likely to reflect on how to make a significant impact in your field, often contemplating how to bring wisdom and moral integrity into your professional life. MAGA's influence encourages you to lead with dignity and be a source of guidance, making you focused on building a legacy of respect and accomplishment. Your mind is set on achieving success that reflects both personal and cultural values, often aspiring to inspire others through your achievements. Sagittarius Ascendant. Mars is the fifth lord in MAGA Nakshatra, 9th house. With Mars in the 9th house, MAGA's authoritative and principle-driven energy enhances your thoughts on philosophy, higher education, and spirituality. You may often think about how to honor your beliefs and values, guided by a desire to understand and protect the wisdom of tradition. MAGA's influence encourages you to explore philosophy and knowledge with a sense of purpose, making you inclined to defend what you believe to be sacred. Your mind is focused on pursuing truth and justice, often seeing your personal philosophy as a way to uphold honor and integrity. Capricorn Ascendant. Venus as the fifth lord in MAGA Nakshatra, 8th house. With Venus in the 8th house, MAGA's deep and transformative energy brings a profound, introspective quality to your thoughts around intimacy, transformation, and shared resources. You may often reflect on how to honor the bonds and responsibilities within relationships, guided by a desire to approach deep connections with respect and emotional integrity. MAGA's influence encourages you to approach transformation with grace, making you mindful of the importance of loyalty and legacy within personal and financial partnerships. Your mind is focused on creating meaningful bonds that honor tradition and bring emotional depth to your relationships. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in MAGA Nakshatra, 7th house. With Mercury in the 7th house, MAGA's dignified and expressive energy shapes your thoughts around partnerships, collaboration, and mutual understanding. You're likely to think about how to build strong, respectful connections, often reflecting on the role of communication in creating harmony. MAGA's influence encourages you to approach partnerships with reverence for shared values and heritage, making you inclined to honor commitments thoughtfully. Your mind is focused on forming alliances that carry a sense of dignity and purpose, valuing relationships that reflect mutual respect and shared ideals. Pisces Ascendant. Moon as the fifth lord in MAGA Nakshatra, 6th house. With the moon as the fifth lord in the 6th house, MAGA's dutiful and service-oriented energy influences your thoughts around work, health, and daily responsibilities. You may often contemplate how to serve others with honor, guided by a desire to contribute positively and responsibly. MAGA's influence encourages you to approach your duties with pride and dedication, often seeing your daily tasks as a means to uphold tradition and purpose. Your mind is focused on fulfilling responsibilities with integrity, valuing the opportunity to create a legacy through meaningful service and commitment to well-being.